following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, well, good afternoon or good morning. Noon, so we're right there. It's either morning or noon. Noon. Hey, good noon to you, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well today. I'm excited to go over some teaching with you. We're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to be looking at verses 5 through 8, and then we're going to flip on over to John chapter 15 today. So you can mark that in your Bible, Jeremiah 17, and then John chapter 15. But as we begin today, let's start off with a word of prayer and just ask God to bless our time, that he may fill our minds with his wisdom and his knowledge as we just kind of abide by him today. Father, we come to you, and I thank you just for today, the day that you have given us here, Lord, the first day of fall. Weather is going to be changing. It's going to be getting cooler, and we are getting into a season here, Lord, that so many people around our country have so many different emotions, and so many things are tied to the different happenings and the things that are going on. But may we learn to trust and abide in you today in all that we do. In your name, amen. Okay, so this morning, like every Tuesday morning, I got the joy of sitting with some of the younger kids in the children's ministry as we offered some childcare for the ladies' Bible study, which happens every single Tuesday, 9 o'clock, ladies. So if you're watching this and you aren't a part of that Bible study, we have a great Bible study for you along with childcare that's available for your kids, and we do it safely with the kids. Well, I got to sit down with some kids, and what we do is that we color some coloring pages, and we just sit and we just chat about the simple things of life. And like I've brought up in the past, you know, sometimes when we look at Scripture and we just take simply the illustrations that are in Scripture and we really contemplate them, we think about them, we meditate on them as Scripture would tell us to do, we can really start to understand the deep things of the Lord even more and even more. And today, I want to look at Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, because there's a comparison that takes place here in the Scriptures that I really want us to look at. And it really has to deal with the subject of trust, or what are you filling yourself with? What are you leaning on? What are you leaning into? And what is the thing that really grounds you and anchors you in life? Now, we're going through a season right now as we're looking to a presidential election taking place the first week of November. So the next five or six weeks, we know traditionally every single 4 years, it can be one of the most divisive times. It can be one of the most the times where people really split the most on different subjects, and the talk of the nation and the talk of the home and the talk of talk radio and the talk of the news is what is going on with the nation over the next few weeks. There will be presidential debates where we're going to be picking out winners and we're going to be picking out losers. And some people will be calling people winners and we'll be calling people some losers. And then there's a lot of people whose hope is tied up in what is going to take place in November. Either our country's, some will believe that our country will go either in a good direction or it will go in a negative direction, depending on what side of the aisle that you stand upon. And as believers, we need to remember that the governing systems of this world, authority has been given by God. The concept of authority over people, that's given by God so that nations can be ruled and so that people can have order within life. God has ordered authority, right? And we need to be respectful to authority and the different governing authorities that be. But though we are respectful and we understand where authority may lie, we don't place our hope in the authorities of this world, meaning we don't place our hope in man of any form. We as believers are to take a completely objective view on the outside, looking at our world, looking at the state of all of mankind, not just our country alone, but the state of the entire world, looking at it with spiritual eyes, understanding understanding it from a perspective that God has, from a perspective that Christ had on our world. And as we go through these seasons, and as we think about the things that are going on in our life, because of the people, because of who we are, and because there are so many things that impacts us temporarily here in this world, but it does have a deep impact on us, like the decisions as to who is going to be ruling and making laws at certain times, that does impact our life. So we should understand that. But because it does, it's hard to pull ourselves out of it, because we really do feel the weight of wrong decisions, and we feel the blessings of right decisions. But it's hard for us to pull ourselves away from that. Well, we need to remember that no matter how closely we are tied into the happenings of this world, that we do practice pulling ourselves out of that from time to time. And the more often that we do that, I really believe the better of a practice it is that we make of pulling ourselves out of the conversations and putting our mind in the Word of God. I think that really helps us grow closer to Him. So let me read to you today from Jeremiah chapter 17. And I'm just going to really reinforce this point with Scripture, and it says this: Thus says the Lord, verse 5, cursed is the man who trusts in man, somebody that puts their hope in another man, another person of flesh, and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land which is not inhabited. Jeremiah is making this point with this little prophetic statement here and this word from the Lord that was given to him. Thus says the Lord here, cursed are you if you put your hope in the things of this world, if you put your hope in man, if you find yourself spiritually or emotionally tied in too deeply into the ruling authorities, into the day-to-day happenings, if your mind goes up and down, back and forth, as Paul would say in the book of Ephesians, you know, chapter 4, verse 12, you know, we are not to be like children that are tossed back and forth with every wind and wave of doctrine. You know, cursed are you when you start placing your hope in the things of this world that constantly change. We as believers are not to be like that. We're not to be ones that our day-to-day position, the day-to-day position of our mind and heart, is really governed by the latest news story that comes up, or the victor of one season, of one position versus another. We as believers are not to be governed in that way personally, internally, but yet today so many are, and it's so hard to escape that. And it's not bringing condemnation down from here to other people saying, you know, wicked you, wicked, wicked you, for having your emotions tied up in so many different things that change and go back and forth. It's really me saying, hey, I join alongside you with that. I understand that. I understand that the happenings of this world, the things that take place, they really do twist us and turn us internally, spiritually, inside, emotionally, inside. We are really twisted back and forth by the things that take place in our day to day. And that's not just a political statement. That can be with your boss at work. That could be with your neighbors down the street. Other decisions that people make that impact your life, it really changes your mood and your position and the way that you view the world. The Lord says you are not to be like that. You are not to put your trust in those different things. You're not to cross your fingers and hope and cross your heart, hope to die, sort of way of thinking that I hope this happens. If this happens, then I will achieve peace. Or if this next thing takes place that will just make my life super smooth and super easy, well, then I'm just going to achieve it. I'm going to achieve that position that I want. I'm going to achieve happiness. And we know over time that doesn't happen. That doesn't take place. That's not who we are called to be as believers, because there's nothing in this world, whether in a governing authority or whether a man or a position or an opinion or any kind of temporary thing, we can actually find what we as humans are looking for. But rather, we are to be like this. Jeremiah chapter 7 says this: Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, and it will never cease from yielding fruit. Well, what's being pulled out here is the idea of when you trust in the Lord, you are strongly planted. You are like that tree that's right next to that stream. And one of the neatest things about trees, which I love, and I wish we had more of them around here where we're at. One of the beautiful things about nature and about trees is that you can be 10 years old and you can walk up to a tree and you can carve your initials in a tree. And this is like a classic, you know, storytelling little element that they have in a lot of stories. You can carve your initials in a tree. And then you can go about your way in life for 40, 50 years, and you can go back to that same tree, and you can see that your initials are still carved in that tree. And I've actually seen people who have done that, who maybe carved into a tree when they were really young, and believers who had done that, who had made decisions for the Lord, and they made a little marking somewhere. And I've seen them when they're 50, when they're 60, and they come back to that same place, and they've talked with me about the little markings they've made, the decisions that they made all those years ago. I think there's something very, very unique and very special in why the Lord uses nature as his picture book for his Bible, or for the Bible, is because when we think about trees, when we think about things like nature or stones or rock, and we look at them, they kind of remind us of how temporary our life is here on this planet, and how short it is of amount of time that we have to live. And they help remind us that, you know what, there is a much better way to live than just to be caught up in the day-to-day happenings of life constantly. Fortunately, in our world, it's said, you know, we are the most entertained generation that has ever existed. The amount of information that comes our way, the distractions that pour into our minds and that fill our hearts that are constantly changing. I think a lot of us are constantly changing and we don't really have our bearings straight. Well, Jesus echoes these words when he talks about this, and he talks about the idea of who we're supposed to be as believers. As Jeremiah said, like a tree planted by a stream that doesn't worry in years of drought. It does not fear when the heat comes because it's consistent and because it's stable and because it knows what it's about, and it knows exactly where to get the source of life from, and that's from the stream. And for me and you, that's the Spirit of God. Well, Jesus says this in John chapter 15. He says, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you, speaking to his disciples. And then he says this in verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, like a tree next to a stream, right? The tree's roots go into the stream. The nutrients from the stream, the water goes into the stream or into the tree. And there's this link, there's this connection that is made between the stream and the tree to where the essence of what gives that tree life is just there, and it's constant and it's flowing. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. This season and today, as we get ready for the next five, six weeks of a lot of constant turmoil and the things that are going to twist our minds and put us in different positions mentally and emotionally, I would challenge you to really make sure that you're taking time out to spend some time in the Word and pray to the Lord and say, God, during this season, like no other season, please help me connect with you. Pray to God, ask him for those opportunities and for the moments to give you wisdom and insight as to how you can cut distractions away. You can turn off the news stories, you can turn off the TV, you can turn off the talk radio when you're driving in your car, and you can just sit there and you can abide with the Lord. You can meditate on his word. You can think about the things of him. You can think about all the things that are of above and allow his Spirit and his word to work through you as you do that, and allow that to bring peace and to settle your mind so that you may be able to think clearly. You may be sober-minded as you go through this season. And then as other people see you in the way that you act, in the way that you think, and in the way that you talk and that you speak, that they really see, wow, that person walks in the light of God. I want what that person has. Be that type of Christian this season. Be that type of person that is like a strong tree planted by the stream, that just as Christ would say, abide in his words, abide in him, spend time with him, and be careful about what you are filling your mind with this season. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that your word is constant, your word is true, and your word is so simple to understand. But for us, it is easy to actually apply, or it is hard for us to apply. Help us apply this to our life, Lord. Search our hearts, search our minds in all the things that we do, Lord. And as we go through this season, remind us of who we are called to be, and that's to be imitators of you, strong and strengthened by your Spirit in all things that we do. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.